Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Stop Being Toxic and Build Healthy Relationships by Taylor Blake is a self-help guide focused on changing harmful interpersonal patterns through self-awareness, emotional skill building, and consistent behavior change. The book is aimed at readers who recognize that their habits, such as manipulation, emotional hurting, or narcissistic tendencies are damaging relationships and undermining their own peace of mind. Across its practical approach, it frames toxicity less as a fixed identity and more as learned responses often tied to insecurity, fear of rejection, and a need for control. From that starting point, the author emphasizes introspection, identifying triggers, and replacing reactive behaviors with healthier communication and empathy. The book positions personal transformation as achievable through deliberate practice rather than willpower alone, encouraging readers to create environments and routines that support growth. Overall, its purpose is both relational and internal to help readers reduce harm to others, while also boosting confidence and restoring a sense of inner calm. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-awareness as the starting point for change. A central theme of the book is that lasting relationship improvement begins with self-awareness. Instead of focusing only on external conflict or blaming other people, Taylor Blake encourages readers to look closely at their own patterns, especially the moments when they become defensive, controlling, dismissive, or emotionally cruel. The emphasis is on recognizing behaviors in real time and also reflecting on them afterward, so the reader can see repeated cycles rather than isolated incidents. This approach matters because many toxic behaviors are automatic. They appear as protection mechanisms that once felt necessary, but now damage trust and connection. By building a habit of honest introspection, readers are guided to identify the specific situations that bring out their worst reactions, the feelings underneath those reactions, and the stories they tell themselves to justify them. The book treats this as a foundation skill. Without it, attempts to change can become superficial or short-lived because the underlying drivers remain unexamined. With it, readers can make targeted changes and track progress without sliding into shame or denial. Secondly, understanding root causes like insecurity and fear of rejection, the book repeatedly links toxic patterns to deeper internal causes rather than simple bad intentions. It highlights insecurity, fear of rejection, and the desire to maintain control as common drivers behind manipulation, criticism, and emotional volatility. This framing helps readers move from self-condemnation to accountability. You can acknowledge harm while still understanding what fuels it. When a person feels threatened, they may attempt to control outcomes through guilt, pressure, withdrawal, or other manipulative moves. When they fear being unimportant, they may seek constant validation or react harshly to perceived slights. By encouraging readers to trace behaviors back to their origins, the book supports a more precise change process. Instead of promising a quick personality overhaul, it focuses on identifying the emotional needs and beliefs that are being expressed in unhealthy ways. Once those needs are visible, readers can experiment with healthier methods of meeting them, such as direct communication, boundary setting, or tolerating discomfort without acting out. This root cause lens also supports empathy toward others because it trains readers to see relational conflict as more than a battle over surface events. Thirdly, managing emotions and triggers to reduce reactive harm. Another major topic is emotional management, especially the ability to recognize triggers and respond rather than react. The book treats strong emotions as normal, but emphasizes that unchecked emotions often become the immediate pathway to toxic behavior, snapping, stonewalling, escalating arguments, or using blame and insults to regain a sense of power. Readers are guided to notice the physical and mental signals that precede harmful reactions, such as tension, racing thoughts, or absolute language. From there, the focus shifts to building emotional intelligence, naming what is felt, understanding why it is felt, and choosing actions that align with long-term relationship goals. This topic is practical in orientation. The point is not to suppress feelings, but to widen the gap between feeling and doing so that anger, jealousy, or shame does not automatically translate into manipulation or emotional injury. When readers strengthen this skill, they become more predictable and safer to be around, which is essential for rebuilding trust. Emotional regulation also supports the promised inner peace because fewer impulsive conflicts means less guilt, fewer ruptures, and less ongoing anxiety about relationship stability. Fourthly, replacing manipulation and narcissistic habits with empathy and accountability. The book addresses manipulative tendencies and narcissistic behaviors as changeable patterns that thrive on distortion and avoidance. Manipulation can show up as guilt, coercion, selective truth, or emotional pressure, while narcissistic patterns may involve dismissing others' feelings, prioritizing one's own needs in every conflict, or refusing responsibility. A key shift the author promotes is moving from control to connection. That requires practicing empathy, which means actively considering how one's words and actions land on other people and valuing their experience even when it is inconvenient. The book also stresses accountability, acknowledging harm without excuses, and committing to different behavior next time. This is positioned as a confidence builder rather than a humiliation exercise, because responsibility strengthens integrity and makes relationships more stable. In addition, the book implies that healthier relationships depend on mutual respect and honest communication, so ending manipulation is not just about being nicer. It is about being trustworthy. By encouraging readers to stop using tactics that win short-term outcomes but damage long-term bonds, this topic reinforces the broader promise of healthier, more meaningful relationships. Lastly, creating healthier relationship environments through boundaries and communication. Beyond internal change, the book emphasizes building supportive environments where healthier behavior is easier to maintain. One part of that is communication that is clear and respectful, reducing misunderstanding and preventing small issues from turning into power struggles. Another part is boundaries, both personal and relational. Boundaries help readers avoid two extremes common in toxic cycles: overstepping others' limits and allowing their own limits to be repeatedly violated, both of which create resentment and escalation. By encouraging readers to participate in creating a respectful atmosphere, the book treats growth as something that must be practiced in real contexts, not just understood intellectually. This includes making choices about the conversations you engage in, the tone you use, and the expectations you set for how conflict is handled. The idea of a nurturing environment also suggests paying attention to patterns in workplaces and families, where dynamics can reinforce defensiveness or encourage healthier collaboration. Over time, these external practices stabilize internal gains. When communication and boundaries improve, relationships become safer, which further reduces the triggers that previously fueled manipulation, control, and emotional harm. In conclusion, How to Stop Being Toxic and Build Healthy Relationships is best suited to readers who can admit that their behavior sometimes harms others and who want practical direction for changing it. It is also relevant for people who feel stuck in recurring conflict, emotional outbursts, controlling tendencies, or relationship instability, and who are willing to build self-awareness and emotional skills rather than look for a quick fix. The core benefit is a clearer map from insight to action, noticing harmful patterns, understanding what drives them, and choosing healthier responses that rebuild trust over time. The book also points readers toward personal rewards that are easy to overlook, including steadier confidence, reduced shame, and more inner peace that comes from living with greater integrity, compared with many self-help titles that focus only on dealing with toxic people. This book positions the reader as an active participant in change, emphasizing accountability and consistent practice. It's accessible, straightforward style, and focus on emotional management, empathy, boundaries, and healthier environments makes it a solid entry point for people who want relationship improvement grounded in self-work rather than blame. Read it if you want to stop repeating damaging cycles and replace them with healthier connection. If you would like to support Taylor Blake, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.